going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, baby. Weekend. Here it is. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never. I never wanted a real job. Thank you, Lord. Pump it up, baby. It is a weekend Friday. Love it. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we are going to talk about whatever we want today, which is what we normally do. But
it is Friday.
It is Friday.
We don't want to be
serious.
You got to
pump it up, pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, doesn't matter what your work week is. Friday's a state of mind.
Yes.
So pretend like it is your weekend, even if it's not.
Yeah. What was weird for us is yesterday felt like Friday.
It really did.
During the show, after the show, or doing our thing over at the Ark, you know, planting things and mulching and whatever, it really felt like Friday. So it's like, wow, I hope Bob remembers to get up and come to work this morning.
I have to say that for a bunch of radio folk, I thought we were pretty productive yesterday when went to the Ark and helped out with a little landscaping project. And, I mean, it was our pleasure to do so. But I thought, and Ark did their part. They had the wheelbarrows, all the implements, the tools, everything you needed to do the job. Yes. And it was all right there. Even gloves.
Gloves, hat, caps.
Yep. Ice water.
Yes.
Everything you need. All right there. And so I would say we were a highly productive group for... I mean, we're only in there for like 90 minutes or whatever, but we cleared out this whole courtyard and planted a couple of things and got it prepared for, you know, to take the next step. But yeah, that was
a good day.
It felt good.
Yep.
Yeah. And anything we could do for the Ark of Alachua County, because they do so much for the developmentally disabled. They are awesome people all the way around. Hey, what about, it's already, coming up in a few days.
What's that?
It's the Rock the Country.
Oh, yes.
It's actually, you know, May 9th and 10th, but man, that's right around the corner. And it's going to be a fun show. And you know what? If you win your tickets, man, how much better is that? And I'll make it easy for you. All you have to do is text the word SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, to 20357. For your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Spring. Text SPRING to 20357 for your two-day tickets, data, and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. The story kind of unfolded a few days ago, and I saw it, and it's about a judge who gets arrested because an illegal alien, alleged gang member, do you have to always say that, was living in their house.
Were they aware of this?
Well, that's the whole thing was, when I first read the story, it's kind of like, well, if you take this kid in... Yeah. And I think he was doing like some chores, and then I think he had a crush on the daughter or whatever. But, would you say, oh, how ignorant could you be? You didn't know the guy was illegal. You didn't know the guy was part of a gang or whatever. and I don't know, but I do know this. They have arrested the judge and his wife. Wow. And he was a judge right up until the time when, I guess it was ICE, came to his house.
Whoops.
So the former county magistrate, Judge Joel Cano, and his wife Nancy were taken into custody Thursday after federal agents raided their Las Cruces home. The two faced charges of evidence tampering. Amid allegations, they harbored Christian Ortega Lopez, an alleged illegal alien who's also believed to be a member of Venezuela's notorious Trendagua gang, otherwise known as TDA. Now, under Trump, they've arrested over 150,000 aliens, more than 600 members of that vicious gang. We're not talking about a social group here. Yeah. I'm not talking about the Rotary Club, okay? These are vicious, bloodthirsty animals, as Trump so aptly described them many years ago. And Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said, yeah, these are the numbers. And if you're here illegally and break the law, we'll hunt you down, arrest you, and lock you up. That's a promise. So the arrest follows a February incident where Ortega Lopez was apprehended at the Cano residence. Court documents reveal that he was initially hired by Nancy Cano, the judge's wife, for home repairs, and then later offered accommodation in the couple's guest house. Just between you and me, you're bringing in any male, and you've got a daughter? Get the out of here.
What are you thinking?
What's wrong with you?
What are you thinking?
I'd slap her right now and say, step out of it. So, I don't know. Maybe they are just kind of like naive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a nicer word.
What did you say?
Clueless.
Oh, well.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, maybe they're the kind of people that really want to, you know, help others out. I mean, you know, that's good, but not at the expense of having your daughter. But that's just me. Investigators uncovered evidence linking Ortega Lopez to Trendagua gang, including gang-related clothing, tattoos, voicemails, and text messages.
That's a lot of evidence.
It kind of is, isn't it? According to court documents, he unlawfully entered the U.S. That was back in December 15th of 2023 by crossing the border near Eagle Pass, Texas, without inspection or authorization.
Can I throw a little twist in there?
Sure.
Speaking of clueless, so let's say you are an illegal. And suddenly these folks take you in because you're going to do whatever. And you realize at some point, he's a judge. And I'm illegal. Shouldn't there be something on his part that goes, I probably should go someplace else?
Well, and that's kind of, in a way, or did he think, oh, man, I'm staying in the judge's house.
And I'm safe.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. See, that's a whole other piece of this puzzle to get in his state of mind and what the situation really was.
So, you know, when he was apprehended, pending removal proceedings, they released him. They released him because, well, overcrowding at the border facility. I mean, I get it. You only have so many beds or whatever, but
yeah, I get it.
If you see the gang symbols, if you see the tattoos, that might be when you go, you know, let's kind of sit tight on this guy.
Yeah.
But no. We'll dig into it a little bit further on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And draft picks, NFL. That was last night. See if how the Jags did and the Bucks. The Jags had kind of a surprising, interesting pick. They ended up with the second pick, I'll explain, coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Friday's here. It's the weekend. Yeah! 97.3 The Sky. Drill, baby, drill. More good news. Trump and energy details coming up. It is 6:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, so here's the deal. The Jacksonville Jags, they had the I believe, the fifth pick, and they did a deal with Cleveland or whatever. Anyway, they ended up with the second pick, and they ended up with Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter. This guy played for Neon Deion at Colorado, and he plays on offense and on defense. So he's a receiver, he's a cornerback, and it's a great pick. This guy's a superior athlete and talented. Problem is, can you imagine if he does get hurt? Now you've got a starter out on offense and defense. Just a thought. It's an exciting move for the young new general manager. They got a first-year head coach. So maybe the Jags will turn things around, you know? Yeah. Maybe they'll stop being the Drags. And then, the very first pick was completely expected. Quarterback Cam Ward, you know, out of Miami. So he went. And the Bucks, of course, had to pick somebody who's in a name. Amiku Egbuki.
Easy for you to say.
Well, if you're an Ohio State fan, I'm sure you say it very well, and you're probably very pleased because, yes, he's a very good player for Ohio State. Now he's going to be a Buccaneer. He's a wide receiver because Mike Evans is like 100 years old, even though I think he's probably one of the top receivers in NFL history, actually, but that's my own opinion. But so, yeah, got to bring in the new bull to replace the old bull.
There you go.
At some point. All right. So that's kind of what's happening there. Oh, I know what you want to know.
What's that?
I know what you want. Well, what about the Gators?
Oh, yeah.
Who went? Well, nobody went in the first round. And that I can tell you.
Okay.
And as soon as I get more information, I'll share it with you. But yeah, I looked all through the first round and not a Gator. Not one.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, it is 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy, happy Friday. Weekend's here. We've got a special program note for you. Coming up Wednesday, we are going to air a Trump town hall meeting. Well, it's a Trump Hall event, I guess. The first 100 days. And it is from 8 to 10 p.m. So Wednesday night, mark it on your calendar this Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m., could be very interesting. What does Trump have to talk about?
Oh, man.
What doesn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say. We'll see how long this thing really lasts.
In a New York Post exclusive, Trump administration will boost Gulf of America oil production by 100,000 barrels a day.
Nice.
So when the president says, drill, baby, drill, he delivers. The Interior Department's helping increase oil production in the newly renamed Gulf of America. Now, I understand now, if I have it right, that's part of the reason for the name change was, on his way out, yep, Joe Biden did a slimy little... I know.
Joe Biden?
Somebody
slimy?
Did.
What?
Somebody.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, that basically putting, you know, a moratorium on drilling and exploration and stuff, yes, in the Gulf of Mexico.
They did.
So we won't drill in the Gulf of Mexico, but you know that body of water known as Gulf of America.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, technically, and there is a whole conversation on this, on what really constitutes whose territory it is, has to kind of do with the whole shelf that's,
yeah,
off of your coast. Mm-hmm. And so technically, you know, there can still be a Gulf of Mexico out there.
Out there.
Out there. But just off our coast can still be the Gulf of America.
This, it's awesome.
Yep.
The president's doing what he said he was going to do. Energy is always the key to, you know, inexpensive energy, and lots of it is the key to a sound economy, and one of the important keys. Anyway, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum announced that all offshore drilling in the Gulf will now be able to tap multiple reserves at the same time at a far higher pressure than previously allowed to immediately boost output by around 10%.
Wow. Nice.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
The department cited a 2023 study out of University of Texas that found that over the next 30 years, up to 61% more oil can be produced than currently.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Are we at peak oil? Heck no. Not even close. I believe that actually oil is produced on a regular basis. deep in the center of the Earth.
Are the aliens involved?
No, but it involves magma.
Okay. You mean dinosaurs have nothing to do with it?
I might have had something to do with it back in the day, but no, it's not actually fossils that have liquefied. Come on, man.
Bob, we grew up with the Brontosaurus down at the Sinclair station. Come on.
Oh, man, I could go for a Brontosaurus burger right now.
Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, be careful what you're you ask for.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, you know it's just a matter of time. They're going to, you know, DNA one of those things back to life.
Mm.
And then it's the whole, you know, movie series.
Uh-huh.
Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
And you know we are in Florida.
See,
Where would they put the theme park?
See, it clicked in my head, Jurassic Florida, because we've got the history.
Have you been there?
No.
No. Neither have I.
I don't think we live in it.
Well, we could start it. Let's be at the head of it.
Yeah.
Because you know what's key to having a successful Jurassic Park?
What's that?
Got to have a Jeep.
Well, there we go.
And we both have one.
Yeah. So. And they're green of sorts. Different shades of green.
Yeah.
So we're in.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So anyway.
Except for the getting eaten by the dinosaur part, I like our idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to do. We're going to make ours better. We're going to put protections in place. Because.
It's a lot like socialism. Oh, no, we'll do it right this time.
We'll have enough big guns to put down big game if necessary. Don't want to do that, but if we have to.
No, but if you have to.
Hey, you know, we had a shooting in Gainesville.
Yep.
And it was supposed to be, like having to do with Easter. Did I get that right?
Yes, but I don't know why the city even let them do. This is an area where everybody knows. You do these weekend big party things, 1,000 or 2,000 people show up.
Yeah.
This is going. I mean, it shouldn't happen until like 8:15 at night. Why are you doing an Easter event 8:15 on a Sunday night? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what Jennifer Cabrera says about it.
What does she say?
In the Alachua Chronicle.
Yep.
At the April 24th General Policy Committee meeting, the Gainesville City Commission discarded its planned agenda and instead discussed the process that led to the approval of an Easter event at T.B. McPherson Park that ended with three people being shot. The agenda was supposed to include a presentation on economic development, but Mayor Harvey Ward said they did not want to in any way dishonor anything that happened or the folks who were affected this weekend by talking about something more celebratory, which certainly the economic development discussion is, he said.
Okay.
City Manager Cynthia Curry said there's been a lot of discussion, basically, and she said that she would have never allowed that application.
So instead of addressing something that is a known issue that you let happen, let's just talk about other things because we don't want to offend anybody that was involved.
Well,
am I right? Is that my
No. They actually put off other things. The celebratory thing was more they put that off to instead focus on this.
Okay,
but the event started at noon and was supposed to end at 4 or 5, but apparently social media advertises ending at 8. That caused some of the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dig into it a little bit further coming up on the Bob Rose Show. In case you didn't get your code word yet today, I will give that out as well. It is 6:29. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday, my friends. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open at 877-975-9825. It's Friday. And the more you talk, the less we work. That's not a bad thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the old school easy way out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind taking it once in a while.
Will you pay the same?
Heck yeah.
I mean, it's not much, but as long as it's the same. Okay.
It'd be illegal to pay us any less. There is a minimum wage law in effect. Come on, man.
That's true.
Leesburg is going on today. That's a big motorcycle festival. So anywhere in the north central Florida area, you might see more motorcycles than usual. And as usual, I ask you to look twice. Be careful. Please put that phone down anyway, even if there's no bikes around.
I wonder if I know anybody that's going to go to that or anything.
I'm going to.
Really?
But yeah, we're going to head down there. And hopefully, I mean, I don't feel bad, but Betsy's had this throat, this nasty cough, And, you know, it's being treated with, you know, antibiotics and stuff. And I hope I don't get it. Because if I cough,
yeah,
like she's coughing,
oh,
it's turned into strep throat for me so many
really?
Times. Yeah, it opens me right up to it.
Well, don't get it.
I had this, it's a long story, but I'll give you the short story.
Show's over, Ted.
Your throat is the weak spot in your body. I've been told that by several people that...
Really?
Huh. Have certain, maybe gifts, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's my weak spot. I'm like, how can it be my weak spot? It's how I make a living.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, well, you better take care of it. Yeah. So I just cooked me up.
Yeah.
Some green tea. Let it, what's the word when you let it sit there for a while? What's that called?
Steep. Steep.
Steep.
Yes.
Yes. I held it over a cliff and let it steep for a while.
Yeah.
And then I put a nice big tablespoon full of fresh Florida honey.
Ooh.
I guess it doesn't matter if it's fresh because it never actually goes bad, ever. I did that. Oh, and I did have a lemon, which is very helpful.
That's
however, I did have a little, I think it was Tangelo.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of squeeze that in there.
Well, citrus, you know.
Yeah.
Citrus is citrus.
So a little soothing, trying to make sure that...
I like that.
I don't... You know what I mean?
I get you.
Been taking my vitamins and, you know, maybe didn't get to the gym as much as I wanted. I did get twice this week. That's not too bad.
All I got in once. It's just been too busy. Way too much going on. Been to the vet a couple of times.
Yeah, you have been, yeah.
And,
between your mom and
the dog,
your dog.
Yeah.
They keep you busy.
They have lately.
They keep you very busy. All right, so I don't know where I was going with all that. Oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday, and we're talking about whatever we want.
Whatever we want to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, Leesburg Bike Fest. I remember when it started. It was just this quaint, you know, it was perfect. All the bikes could pretty much fit by parking on Main Street for the most part. And then, man, that thing has grown and grown and grown. I mean, you know, I hope they're generating a lot of revenue and that the people are still happy with it. Because, you know, they do. They kind of give up their quiet little town for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think they've ever had any major problems that I recall.
That's good.
So, yeah, go down there for
Keeps
a little bit.
Fun.
And then go from there over to the World Equestrian Center on Saturday for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and their appreciation dinner. You might be able to like, walk up and secure a table. Doesn't mean there's going to be a bunch, but Dan had a few openings. If, you know, if you feel the desire, I got to be careful because you never know. You know, we put the word out on something. Sometimes you get, you know, a lot of people showing up that you weren't maybe prepared for. But anyway, proud to be able to be involved in that. Sky will air the Trump Town Hall, the first 100 days, they're calling it. And that is going to be 8 to 10 this Wednesday. 8 to 10 this Wednesday. We're airing it, and should be good. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about. Supreme Court. You've got, oh, the GOP. They're still trying to destroy democracy, apparently. There's that in the news.
Awesome.
But then it,
that's new.
But
yeah.
Then, it, you know, there's a big local story. You're supposed to be, like, you know, celebrating Easter. You know, a savior. Was put to death and rises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And then for others, if they're not as religiously involved, hey, you still have, you know, the bunnies and the Easter eggs and all that. Either way, you know, but it gets together, can be community events. Well, they did it in Gainesville, and they had like three people shot. And that's not a good thing, obviously.
No.
City Manager Cynthia Curry said there had been a lot of discussion around TV McPherson Park in the 3.5 years that she has been the city manager. She extended her condolences to the families that were involved, family of a 20-year-old woman who was shot on Sunday and apparently hanging on to life, as she described it. She said the application for the special event was filed with the Gainesville Police Department and was tagged as, quote, Easter hunt for family and friends, accommodating approximately 400 people, and it would require 10 off-duty security officers and a request for four officers from GPD to supplement that. Huh. So apparently this park has had its issues, and
too many people, too much energy, turns out bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that will be... effectively addressed. You know, it's not fair to the good people in the community that are having a good time. But they're going to have to fix it.
Yep.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, let me give you that code word right after this on 97.3 The Sky. Six 6:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Let me give you a code word before I forget, and my apologies. But that's kind of the idea, is keep you listening anyway.
Oh, yeah, just be a big tease, Bob.
Yeah. It is time for you to enter the contest to win Rock the Country tickets, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Joe DiMaggio, and more. 2 days, May 9th and 10th, Ocala at the Florida Horse Park. Big time. Big show. You can buy your tickets. They are available at rockthecountry.com. But if you'd like to win them, text the word SPRING to 20357. That's SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, to 20357. And you will be in the running. And good luck to you. Text SPRING 20357 for your two-day tickets. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. So we've gone over this many times, that you need proper identification for so many different things on a regular basis. We have a whole list of them over here that these glasses won't quite
pick
up.
There's probably, I don't know, 60 or 70 or 80 things on that list.
If you want Sudafed, you have to show a driver's license. If you want to get on a plane, you have to show a driver's license. Now you have to have the new super duper ID for the plane thing.
A little gold star and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, rent a hotel room, rent an automobile. I mean, being an adult in America and not having identification, first of all, you're in a very much a sliver of the minority.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody really needs one, everybody should have one. But that doesn't stop the Democrats. They still don't want you to have to produce identification before registering to vote.
Well, they like to say that it's a hardship on poor people, it's racist, which makes me think, do none of these poor, and depending on what, on the color bar you are, you don't get any government assistance, and you got it with no ID?
I mean, if you want to drive, you have to have a driver's license. That is your identification. Now, if you don't drive, in many states, they've waived any sort of fee to get a state-issued ID. There are some states that will actually come to you. Yeah, come to your home, especially if you are, if you don't have the capacity to get around. So they really removed any sort of excuses that the Democrats have. They should have just told the truth. Look, we don't want people to have to provide identification because then it makes it much more difficult to cheat.
Yep.
I mean, let's just cut to the chase. We all know it. They know it. They're in, of course, denial, along with a bunch of other issues. But a federal judge in D.C. is once again standing up and blocking something that the president of the United States is doing via executive order. Again and again, a judge can just stand up in one district and stop things on a national basis. And the whole purpose of giving a president executive orders is to get things done in a more immediate way. But these judges, once again, federal judge, D.C., yesterday blocked a portion of President Donald Trump's executive order on election integrity, specifically provisions related to providing documentary proof of citizenship before being allowed to register to vote. Now, it is still the law of the land, although Democrats would like to change it. You have to be a United States citizen to cast a vote.
Right.
That's one of the special privileges of being a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Colleen Kohler Cotelli of the U.S. District Court, District of Columbia, handed down the order in response to lawsuits filed by three separate groups of plaintiffs over five different provisions in the executive order. While the judge dismissed requests to block three of the provisions, requests to block two others pertaining to a proof of citizenship requirement for voters was granted. The first block provision sought to compel the Election Assistance Commission to amend standardized national voter registration forms to require documentary proof of citizenship. The second sought to require federal agencies offering voter registration to people on public assistance to assess the individual's citizenship status before doing so. Again, here we have a common sense solution. If you want to have elections that have integrity, you've got to make sure that there are rules in place. And it is difficult to enforce the old "we trust you" rule, right? It's not Wally Beaver in 1959. People cheat. People are paid to cheat. Yeah. So anything that we can put in there, it's funny. They'll say, you know, if just one life is saved, you know, then all the gun control and everything's worth it, even though it makes life difficult for law-abiding citizens. Uh-huh. It's funny how the Dems, they're all about that.
Yeah.
But if you say, well, if you just have a few illegal votes cast, isn't that a problem? And if we could do something to rectify that, well, why wouldn't you? But no, oh, no, no. You can't use that argument over on that side.
Because everyone has a right to vote.
Well, everyone who is a citizen, uh-huh. and if it comes down to where you have to provide some level of proof, well, so be it.
So then why do we need an ID to buy a gun then? That's a constitutional right. It doesn't say anything in the Constitution about needing an ID.
No, it doesn't.
It's not in there.
But then we go to the whole age thing, felony restrictions, all the other things. Shall not be infringed is the last part of the Second Amendment.
There's a whole lot of infringing going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess as a society, I guess there are certain things that lawmakers have found agreement on. But again,
right.
It's a slippery slope.
It is.
It really is. If a bad person's a bad person and a bad person wants to do bad things, you can tell them they're not allowed to, you know, have a gun, for instance, mm-hmm. but that's already illegal. Shooting people is illegal. You know,
yeah.
Killing people is, it's illegal. It's been that way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this, again, it's one of those, the Democrats are on the wrong side of a very basic issue. And if they ever want to get elected again, especially to higher office, this will be another, you know, issue that they'll lose on it, basically.
Yeah.
The Trump administration on Thursday asked SCOTUS to unblock its ban on transgender troops in the military as litigation continues in lower courts. The Trump administration argued in its filing that stalling the policy could hinder U.S. military readiness. And so justices asked plaintiffs in the case to file a response by next week, indicating that they could move quickly on the issue. Absent a stay, the district court's universal injunction will remain in place for the duration of further review in the Ninth Circuit, a period far too long for the military to be forced to maintain a policy that it has determined in its professional judgment to be contrary to military readiness and the nation's interest, from U.S. Solicitor John Sauer argued in the filing. So, yeah, it's if you're uncertain, you know, or you think that you are different as a person than your biological body tells you, that might be a kind of a flag, mm-hmm. as far as, I don't know, dealing with
reality.
Yeah, I mean, for lack of a better term,
that can be a problem. Putting you out there with the responsibility of being in the military.
Yeah, because it sounds like they're already sort of built in.
A lot of gray lines.
Stressors.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Wow. 1 hour down, 3 more to go. Don't forget the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Happy Friday from 97.3 The Sky.